crazy. Yeah. Right? Plus the previous.
I mean, with every city she visits,
right,
gets like a $10 million bump.
She's
literally unreal.
Brought back some economies. Yeah. So anyway, Rihanna in at number three on the Billboard top artists.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty good. Lady Gaga five is Whip is correct. So there you go. Number six, Britney Spears, who we keep forgetting. Kanye West is seven. Bieber's eight. Ariana Grande is nine.
Oh, yeah.
And that puts Adele at 10. There you go.
Yeah, if Adele tried harder, she could have been higher. But I don't think she cares enough. She just does her shows and makes however many millions a show in Vegas.
Oh, what did I just see
living
here?
Living the life of luxury.
They're saying that tickets right now to see Adele in Vegas are around $4,000, starting at $4,000.
Yeah, no, my wife literally was like, hey, we should ask her get off the pot because she's leaving and I would love to see her in Vegas. Mm. And I said, well, we could maybe pull off like a fly out Friday, fly home Sunday, see her Saturday thing. Let's see what prices are. And then I was like, click, click, clack. Yeah, so we're not going to go. I was like, we're not going to go.
Yeah, this is the one.
I'm like, the kids, they don't have to go to school and daycare or have clothes, right?
Sure. We only live once.
Forget
they'll
about
figure it.
It
out.
It'll be fun.
So my only PSA, public service announcement, would be see the band if you can. Like, because I saw Adele at the Riv.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And I can't wait till she's back at the Riv. I'll go. Yes. I'll be
but
there.
But I mean, like, that's the Bell's thing. Like, on. I remember being like, oh, same thing. I'm like, it was a weeknight. I didn't want to go.
Yeah.
know, and I was like, oh, fine. You know, because a friend really wanted to see her.
Right.
And she was amazing, obviously. But
yeah,
then
she's
it's
Adele.
Right. But think of all these art. Like, you never know. You don't know who you're going
to
see.
In more of a darker thought, I was lucky enough to be offered tickets to see Foo Fighters once.
Oh,
and I took that chance. And Taylor Hawkins was there.
Yeah.
But I saw them in their full glory. And I really felt it.
Yeah.
Right. Pat Smear. My goodness.
Yep.
Yes. Speaking of Pat Smear, let's head into the newsroom.
For sure.
With Whip.
Coming up in a second, you'll find out why this might be a scene from Christmas Vacation or might have actually happened this week in Hinsdale. Explain further in a second.
Oh,
first, though,
wait.
What you can and cannot take on a plane this Thanksgiving, according to the TSA.
I love this list.
Let's go, baby.
So they say right here, if you can spill it, spread it, spray it, pump it, or pour it, and it's larger than 3.4 ounces, it should go in a checked bag. Oh. What would those things
be? Can we guess? Can we please guess?
Sure.
Okay. Gravy, obviously, no.
Correct. So in a checked bag. You can't carry it on.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Nikki looked at me like a kid whose mom just said, we go to McDonald's, and I wanted to go to Burger King. That's how it looked.
Come on.
And I was like, no, I like this.
Can
what was
guess?
Your first guess?
I said gravy.
Okay, yeah, gravy, obviously.
Right. Because you can spread it or spray it or spill it or pump it and
cranberry
pour it.
Sauce.
All of it. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Homemade or canned. Both. Checked bags.
Yeah, because canned, it's a weapon.
Yeah, well, that's true,
stuffing
too.
Stuffing is hard because...
Stuffing,
you don't really spread it. You don't really spray it.
No, that's a good point.
What about... So butter spray, no. But butter, no. Because you could spread it.
That means I have to find it on here somewhere.
I think butter's
sure
a carry-on.
Butter
I think butter's a carry-on.
But it says you can't spread. It. You spread your butter.
Well, jam, jelly, and other preserves.
There
I know
you go.
That's not what butter is, but it's sort of similar,
it's
right?
Categorical.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. That's in the check
bags.
Mashed potatoes.
Where are they?
Because you could spill them, but they're like a quick cleanup.
Yeah.
They get in the rug.
That's true.
They're more of a scoop now to spread.
I'm saying I'm with you. I agree.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm trying to define what they're saying.
Yeah. I don't see mashed potatoes.
Let's
I know
go!
They have to be here.
All right, we're flying
well, but I have carried on or check bags, so I don't see them in either one.
Can you check a turkey?
Let's see. Here's what I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
Foods that can be carried on.
Yeah,
here we go.
Here we go.
Baked goods like cakes, cookies, brownies, and
love
both
that.
Homemade or store-bought pies.
Be ready to share.
Frozen, uncooked, and cooked meats.
Okay.
Like turkey, chicken, ham, and
this
steak.
This is the okay list.
This is the can be carried
on.
Yes. Cooked or uncooked, there's stuffing. They threw me off by putting cooked or uncooked in front of it. Stuffing in a box or bag, that is on the can carry on list.
Yeah.
Walk up to Thanksgiving to your grandma's house with stuffing in a bag.
Stuffing in a bag. Hello. Casseroles with traditional green beans and onion straws or something more exotic. That is a can carry on. Along with mac and cheese. Anyone bring that up?
I know, but I love it.
But see, I just love the idea of someone sitting. I mean, I don't because I don't want to sit by them, but it makes me laugh. The idea of someone sitting with a casserole on their lap.
Yes. Remember a few months ago, we asked listeners what they had tried to travel with, and someone had traveled with a cooler of fish that they forgot, and then the plane got all stunk up. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, mama.
Fresh veggies, including potatoes, yams, broccoli, green beans, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, beets, radishes, carrots, squash, and greens.
A lot of stink in there.
And candy and spices also on the can carry on. And finally, fresh fruit, including apples, pears, pineapple, lemons, limes, cranberries, blueberries, strawberries, bananas, and kiwi. Now, foods that have to be checked. Homemade or canned cranberry sauce, homemade, jarred, or canned gravy, wine, champagne, and sparkling apple cider, canned fruit or veggies, jam, jelly, and other preserves, and finally, maple syrup. I don't think they addressed mashed potatoes in there. They did put potatoes, as in like whole potatoes.
What about potatoes?
If you can do a casserole and mac and cheese, I feel like it fits in that.
It's in the same category. That's true.
Man, I would just, I just want to sit and eat the mac and cheese.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We've never made mac and cheese ever for Thanksgiving.
Okay. Oh, it's my go-to. Yeah.
And
you've never seen Airplane?
I know.
Okay. You've never had mac and cheese at Thanksgiving?
No.
Come on.
But we're doing it this year. That's going to be my son's dish. That was his request. He wants to make it.
Make sure he makes one with Gouda. There's like, I'm serious.
Is it a Gouda?
No, I'm not making a joke. I'm trying to be serious with you right now. I'll send you a recipe. Because with the Gouda, it's like more flavorful. It's so good.
We're down. Yeah.
Okay. Or, time, no joke. The Costco mac and cheese, the baked is top shelf.
It is good.
And then you're saving yourself time. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get one of those, freeze it, and I'm going to bring it. Because you know that you go into Costco on like Monday, Tuesday leading to Thanksgiving? It is insanity.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, mama.
It's Gouda. It's no Gouda.
No Gouda.
All right,
Gouda.
What is this? Is a squirrel in the Christmas tree jumping out at the Griswold family in Christmas Vacation. Think that's just a hilarious scene from a classic movie? No. Well, it is, but also it actually just happened in the Chicago suburbs. Hinsdale, Illinois resident recently called 911 about a squirrel in the Christmas tree. An officer excitedly requested to be part of the call when they heard this. I'm going.
Hey,
get out of my way. I am taking this one.
We're swinging it through the windows. Get ready.
The officer confirmed the squirrel had been safely removed from the tree and I guess put back outside.
Oh, where are you going to put a tree that big? That's all he was going to say.
Bend over and I'll show you.
Can you imagine?
You know that's what
he said. Oh, man. Yep. So, they walk in. They're looking for... Have you guys seen this squirrel? And everybody in there is just upset.
And I want to look them straight in the eye. And I want to tell them what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, fork-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, hopeless... Heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is. Hallelujah. Holy shit. Where's the Tylenol?
You know, it feels like the Griswolds could live in Hinsdale. Because we never really know where they live, but it's in the area.
Right.
Or Chicago area. Yeah, I always thought maybe Barrington. It feels a little bit north-ish.
Yeah.
I guess
all those 80s movies are always on the North Shore somewhere.
Yeah. We have to zoom in on, you know, the... Vacation Part 1 when he does that hilarious layout of across the country. Macintosh, whatever. Yes. It's like,
going to Wally World.
Or maybe it's the moment in Christmas Vacation when they zoom out when he powers up the lights and you see the guy at the nuclear factory. Like, oh, I see Randers. Wait a second.
Anyway, the squirrel's fine, family's fine, and hilarity is ensuing. And that police officer has a story to tell for Thanksgiving.
Nuts.
Moving to sports, Bulls lose to the Bucks last night, and they'll host the Atlanta Hawks tomorrow. The Blackhawks host the Florida Panthers tonight, Pittsburgh and Cleveland on Thursday Night Football tonight. And in the meantime, between now and then, we're going to have snow. Snow showers could be heavy at times. Winter weather advisory starting at 7 this morning, going till 1 this afternoon. And then eventually it might turn to all rain later this afternoon. That's when you get to the kind of the gross, ugly part of the winter, you know? Even though I know we're not in winter yet.
A good teaser. It's a good appetizer.
That's true. High only 40, then back to the mid-30s later. And right now, 30. And weather is brought to us by our Amazon Fresh grocery store. Celebrate Thanksgiving with savings from your local Amazon Fresh grocery store now through November 28th. Save 30% on Thanksgiving essentials. Prime members save even more. Give savings a seat at the table. Shop online or in-store at your local Amazon Fresh store.
Sorry, I just remembered what we're doing today.
Oh, what are we?
one-liners for Thanksgiving dinner. Oh, man. I'm so sorry, Whip. I just started laughing. Looking at our own show.
You know what else will be funny? You'll never believe what experts say you should do to fight grizzly bears. On the mix.
Details next.
WTMX FM and HD1 Skokie, Chicago.
For a while there, it was rough. But lately, I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives me, he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take this beautiful thing that I've got. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take this beautiful thing that I've got. Oh. Please don't take. I found my mind, I'm feeling sane. It's been a while, but I'm finding my faith. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I tell you, I know I've got enough. I've got peace and I've got love. But I'm up and I'm thinking I just might lose it all. I want you, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Benson Boone, you can see him at Coachella.
Oh, okay, great.
So the Coachella lineup when actually came out. So, yeah, I know.
When is
Where
Coachella?
Is that?
Well,
is
let's
that,
start, let's start
the
over.
You said it, I'm like tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. So Coachella
YouTube?
Is the one in California, I believe. I've never gone. I just hear about it.
Okay,
and then my music nerd friends always post fake lineups.
Yeah, so, I love how you keep blaming this on quote music nerd friends.
Okay, so I create these fake lineups.
Exactly right. Yeah, exactly.
I text myself.
Yeah. But Coachella has been announced. That's like a big music festival. I bring it up because I always have found it's kind of like a precursor to Lolla.
Right.
When people are on Coachella, a lot of times they end up here at Lollapalooza.
And Benson was at Lolla this last summer.
So this year they have, it's going to be, it's two weekends in April. So they do like April 11th, 12th, and 13th. And then they do the same lineup, the 18th, 19th, and 20th.
Oh.
So you can kind of go two times.
We have plans.
Lady Gaga, Missy Elliott, Benson Boone, Charlie XCX. The Prodigy was on here, Whip, which I thought was weird.
They still are alive?
No.
Oh, well, that's again, like it goes play like a couple of their videos.
Like every other band that has ever existed, if you go to Wikipedia, you will find that some iteration of that band, and there's been 36 members since the original ones were in the band, but they're still active in some form.
The Go-Go's? The Go-Go's are on there.
Yeah.
Sam Fender, another artist we play. Post Malone, big one on Sunday.
Maybe you're right, because you are suggesting perhaps he does Lolla.
Yeah.
Although he is doing Wrigley Field May 27th.
I don't think it matters. I think it's close. Yeah. It's a
nothing
fine.
Else matters.
Megan
Metallica?
Thee Stallion, Shaboozy will be there on Sunday. So yeah, just a ton of.
Not
it's
bad.
Like I said, it's just for music nerds like myself, it's always kind of like we try to guess who's going to be at Lolla.
And for music nerds like me, look no further than Live Nation and right here in Northerly Island, Goo Goo Dolls, the Dashboard. confessional. Come on!
Kiss Me Dolls, Summer Anthem Tour 2025. Ecstasy is all you need. Learn in the big machine. Now. With Dashboard Confessional. Vindicated. August 13th, Huntington Bank Pavilion at Northerly Islands. Goo Goo Dolls with Dashboard Confessional. A summer night full of hits. On sale Friday, 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com.
Feel that hint of fabulous in the air? Things are changing in Chicago Southland. And that change is happening now in the form of the all-new, all-fabulous Wind Creek Casino. It's where you can be the most fabulous version of yourself, no matter who you are or what that means to you. Wind Creek Chicago Southland, the casino you've been waiting for, is now open. Must be 21 years or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. When nothing less than
perfect will do. Call 630 Perfect
Home Services.
I'm cold and I'm shivering. I can almost see my breath. My furnace takes too long to heat. I'm upset.
Good news for you, my friend.
We got a very special offer.
Get your furnace all tuned up for just $49.
When nothing less than perfect will do.
Call 630 Perfect
Home Services.
630 Perfect.
For your plumbing and HVAC needs, visit perfecthomeservices.com.
The Farron dining room table is that kind of table. Architecturally stimulating.
This double pedestal table appears to have been chiseled by fairies.
So gorgeous, it's been known to improve the taste of your food by at least 42%.
The Farron table is perfect for dinner parties with full table settings and fancy cloth napkins.
Don't forget the silver gravy boat and candlesticks.
And I would stand at the head of the Farron table and carve a giant hunk of meat.
Yes, it's that kind of table.
It's available in solid oak, maple, cherry, or quarter sawn white oak with a variety of stain options.
And the easy open and close mechanism can be flipped with just one finger.
You mean the butler's finger?
Obviously.
The Farron table, starting at just $168 a month, with only one penny down and no interest till December of 2026, through December 8th at Penny Mustard.
7 locations throughout Chicagoland.
PennyMustard.com.
Better versions of what people want.
Penny Mustard Furnishing.
Drip, drip, drip. Has that been the sound you hear when you try to fall asleep at night? If so, your leaky faucet is costing you more than just a good night's sleep. It's costing your hard-earned money to go right down the drain. So don't wait. Call the experts at ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric to have it done now and done right. Book your appointment today at 4abc.com. That's the number 4abc.com and consider it done.
Finding the perfect gifts for everyone on your list takes time, and the holidays can get a little busy. So let Macy's help you get a jump on your shopping with our Black Friday sale happening right now. It's your chance to find the best deals on the best gifts before the holiday rush, like cozy puffers and coats and more of the season's best styles. So get your gifts at Macy's now, and when you're cool, calm, and collected during holiday crunch time, you'll have yourself and Macy's to thank. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Lowe's knows that to win the job, pros need the best prices. That's why only at Lowe's, MVP's Pro Rewards members can get a volume discount on eligible orders as low as $1,500 at the Pro Desk. That means you get the prices you need to start any job, small or large. Because Lowe's knows pros. Valid in-store only. More terms and restrictions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms or Pro Desk for details.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is honored to recognize the service of our military personnel. To show our appreciation, O'Reilly Auto Parts is proud to offer a 10% discount on many items to all active duty, reserve, veterans, and their dependent family members. Exceptions apply. Get details at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Good morning. Here we are. It's the morning mix.
Mm-hmm. Still looking at this Coachella lineup. Sorry.
Yeah, no, Coachella looking good, looking good, looking good. Now we've got Thanksgiving a week from today. It's not really Thanksgiving background music, so I feel like we just kind of lean into some classic holiday vibes. So, you know, Thanksgiving. Perhaps at Grandma's house or Aunt June's house or your house when everybody's coming over to celebrate Thanksgiving, maybe the tree is already up. Maybe in your family you guys all get together at the end of dinner and you put the tree up. I don't know. But I do know it is generally signals we are officially in the holiday season. It's the first big one. It's Thanksgiving. I'll be honest with you. I think it's my favorite. I think in my adulthood, I have leaned into Thanksgiving. And Christmas I love. And Christmas now as a parent, it's a whole different vibe. It's like so exciting to watch them get so excited, you know. And then my wife and I'm like, nah, don't give me anything. I'm fine. Let's just get them more stuff.
Totally.
And then we don't need more stuff. I'm like, I know we don't, but come on. Mm-hmm. Let's go. And Santa's coming and he's all excited and we're talking to him. But Thanksgiving dinner this year, some folks are a little nervous. You know, Whip yesterday in the hot take shared that perhaps the Hollywood idea of all the big fighting and arguments that happen at Thanksgiving is a little blown out of proportion, which I think is of value. I think that's true.
Yeah, I'll have no way to know unless I have a camera in your house. But I have a feeling it's people's memories are getting clouded by what they've seen in the movies.
And so yesterday we shared a list of all the ways that you can sort of smooth out Thanksgiving dinner. The fun things you can do. And a lot of it is basically like, just ease off on people, give people space, be cool. But one of the ways they said you could have fun at Thanksgiving dinner would be to go ahead and put a bowl in the middle of the room and let everybody write one-liners down. And then throughout dinner, you just pull out your one-liners. And the one-liners could be like questions, or they could just be like quotes from movies.
So they're like conversation starters.
Conversation starters.
Sort of. That's my When we talked about this, I was like, one-liner's like, you know, a duck walks into a bar. Hey. Like, what is this?
No, okay, but the one-liner could be like, okay, your dream vacation.
Got it.
And you go around the table. So I think what we should do this morning is fill up the cup.
All right. 6, 10 texts.
Woo!
6, 10 texts.
Woo!
6, 10 texts.
Woo!
You text us. We need the one-liners. What one-liners should we put in the bowl or the cup or the coffer, whatever you want to call it, that throughout the meal we'll be like, all right, Aunt Patty, draw one. She'll pull one out and she'll be like, where's the weirdest place you made whoopee? In the butt, Bob.
Aunt Patty.
Whoa. Well, you know, every family's got one dirty aunt. You know what I mean?
Well.
Like, who's a little saucy. She's pushing it a little bit. 312-233-1019. You text us. We need the one-liners, the conversation starters for Christmas, for Thanksgiving, that are going to help us kind of steer the conversation toward the fun and away from the annoying conversational BS that some people are afraid is going to happen.
Like politics. When are you getting married? When are you having a baby? Blah.
Do you believe in God?
Sure. How much do you make?
How much do you
Why
make?
Do
how much
you drive
make?
That car? Totally.
How much do you guys make together? Are you filing jointly or independently?
Right.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Ron, back off. You text them to us now. The conversation starting one-liners. Text them to 312-233-1019. You think that moon landing really happened in the 60s? Jesus. I don't know. Go ahead. Text us right now. Your conversation starting one-liners. We need them. Text them to right now to 312-233-1019. Your conversation starters are next on the Morning Mix.
I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy, but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind.
shine above. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee.
And baby, I'll rule.
Let me live that fantasy.
My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows
that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money,
but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair.
And we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee.
And baby, I'll rule.
Let me live that fantasy.
Good Lord, right there on the morning mix. Thanksgiving, a week from today. Yesterday, we had a list of the ways that you can make that Thanksgiving dinner a little smoother from a conversation perspective in an election year. That's pretty much the big thing people are concerned about. All right, we got half the family on this side, half on that side. Somebody's going to say something about something, and we're going to all of a sudden launch into something.
Right.
Once we get all the niceties out of the way.
There's a lot of topics off the table.
Right.
So we're going to talk about on the table. Well, literally on the table.
Quite literally. These are conversation starting one-liners that you can put in a bowl. This was a suggestion, and we thought, well, the host is already doing so much, so why don't we create the list of them? And then you go ahead and you cut them out and you put them in there, and then throughout the meal you can be like, all right, Rhonda, pull one out. She'd be like, help me. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
It's a thinker.
Yeah, to throw that one away.
That's a grandpa. It's a grandpa one.
Who put in Rhonda Hill?
Yeah.
773, I would throw this one in there. Never go to bed angry. Stay up and fight. Discuss.
There you go.
Kind of fun. I like that. You know, stay up and fight.
It's like Motley Crue. Don't go away mad. Just go away.
Yeah.
Kind of similar. Maybe not, but still fun.
Put that on your Thanksgiving playlist.
Don't go away mad. Just go away.
Look at what's happened already. This is great. We're talking Motley Crue at dinner. Come on. Girl.
Girl, don't go away mad. Oh, my God. Girl, I can't stop.
This one's very cute and very sweet. 219. Favorite or funniest childhood memory? Go. I mean, you got a table of 10 people, 15, 20 people here and there. That's the rest of the night. That's
right.
Awesome. And then everybody's involved. That's fun. I like that one. That's very, you know.
It's a good one.
708, have you ever had a threesome? Raise your hands. That's two different vibes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know your family. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Who's ready to push an envelope and who's not?
Totally.
630, most famous celebrity you've ever met.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's a good one. All right, most famous celeb you've ever met. Nicole, you've met a lot of them. The Rock, you met The Rock?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I think I'll say Ed Sheeran. I feel like probably Ed Sheeran for me.
Okay. You know, you know how it's like, name a human.
Yeah,
you
it
can't
is hard.
Pick like, the one. I did meet Hulk Hogan, so I'll go with the old school generation Rock.
I walked past Tom Hanks on the street once and just said like, oh, hi. And he was like, but I don't know if that counts.
I think it counts.
Brief. That counts, right?
That counts.
It was very brief. That's okay. A good one.
That
right there, we just
one.
Tested it out. 630, right out of Nikki Nice in the Yippie Kaye parody last night, Broadway in Chicago. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Oh, I love this debate. Yeah.
I don't Classic. Really get the debate. I think it is. It happens at Christmas time.
Yeah.
He's there to save his wife at Christmas. Jingle Bells is playing. Carl Winslow's there. It's Christmas movie. Mm-hmm.
It is.
Right.
No, I think we had this last year, but yeah. I think I voted no. But, you know, I'm not saying I couldn't be swayed, but I think that it's more of a feel thing.
Why
you know,
are...
it's kind of like a, you know, Frosty the Snowman. That's a Christmas special.
What about Gremlins?
Yeah. No. Again, no.
Now, would you watch Die Hard July 3rd?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like that's the thing, like Christmas Vacation. I don't want to watch Christmas Vacation in June.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right, that's the thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I put Gremlins in this, too. It's all during Christmas.
Yeah, it's true.
Hey, when's the last time you had a food fight? Right now. Don't do that at Grandma's house. But, conversation starter, I don't think I've ever had a food fight, a proper food fight, like you see in the movies. Such mess.
I think I had one on Easter with my aunt and stuff once.
Aww,
speaking of this, many
cute.
When I was little, it was like hard. It was like eggs.
Find out which one of these is not hard-boiled.
Yeah,
that's fun. Hey, if you could have dinner with any historical figure, who would it be and why? Neil Armstrong. Tell me the truth.
See, but that one even makes me a little nervous. Yeah.
Neil makes you nervous?
No, because someone could say something stupid.
Oh, yeah, somebody could bring something up.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? You could have one sarcastic.
Robert E. Lee, what are you
talking about? Yeah, it has to be from 1900 or before.
Right.
It takes all the emotion out of it.
Exactly.
No one's upset about the Whig Party anymore,
that's
you know?
True. Yeah, here. John Adams.
Marie Antoinette.
Yeah, oh, solid choice. Da Vinci.
Exactly.
All right. These are the conversation starters that you can put out on your table and people will randomly draw. Hey, Billboard is doing the top 25 artists of the 21st century. Do you agree with the list? Here's the list. I like that.
Yes. Okay.
That's a great one.
Sure.
I think it's spicy.
That's kind of one.
Yep. Spice Girls, what happened to them?
Toilet paper, over or under? That's a good one.
Obviously over.
Do we really need a Walgreens on every corner? 708. Yeah. Yeah. And finally, 630, you don't know until you know.
Uh-huh.
So what do you know? And then people get to kind of flex on some topic that they know a lot about.
Okay.
You know?
Oh, man. Okay.
Like Nikki could really break down how to make homemade ramen. You
I
know?
Could. And Whip could do his little World Series thing, which is like, that could entertain me for hours.
Yeah. I might suggest you guys insert that one into your family. Hey, you know, this guy Whip on the mix, he can name, and you name a year and he'll tell you who played the World Series, like 2008.
No one's impressed. The 2008 World Series was the Philadelphia Phillies over the Tampa Bay Rays, Chris.
I will never tire
it's
of this.
It's crazy. Your turn. You give him one. Give him one.
I'm going to miss one, you know.
No,
1982.
Oh, that's the easy. That's the Cardinals over the Brewers.
I didn't mean to lob you such an easy one.
That one. Yeah, no, I mean, certain ones are just stuck in your head.
1964 and a half.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
What's 64?
Glad I don't have to answer. I am, see now, again, I'm going to freeze up, but I believe that was the St. Louis Cardinals. But who did they play? Now I'm freezing. See?
Oh, my God.
I know. It's the Cardinals over the Yankees.
There it is. Let's double check his work. World Series 1964 was the... Cardinals Yankees. You nailed it.
God.
Way to go, dude.
Thank God.
Oh, and finally, a latecomer. Hey, whatever really happened at band camp?
One time, at band camp, we all lost our music, and we were supposed to play the song, but we didn't know it. So we just made it up, and we kept playing playing, and the conductor didn't know what we were doing, and it was so funny.
That's cool. Can you pass the potatoes? Cool. There you have it. Did we ever look at the roads?
No.
Okay, let's do that. Let's get a sneaky peekity peek at the roads.
We still have that problem. I-65 northbound and southbound near Crown Point. Okay. There were two cars and two semis involved in an accident. So it's actually kind of spilled over into both sides. So that is a problem area. Definitely avoid that if you can. And then we still have that issue on the Eisenhower, the inbound Eisenhower off ramp to Mannheim. Okay. So if you got all that, there was an accident earlier there. The exit ramp is closed due to this accident on the exit ramp. So again, this is the inbound Eisenhower. The off ramp to Mannheim Road is closed due to an earlier accident. Inbound Eaton's 22 minutes. Lake Hook to Montrose outbound 15. Inbound Kennedy 50 minutes. O'Hara to downtown. Sometimes I like to try to read this like the Micro Machines guy.
Yeah, you're really good.
Outbound 27 minutes. Inbound Eisenhower 37 minutes. 390 to the old post office. Outbound 35. Inbound Stevenson 32 minutes. 355 to DeSable Lakeshore Drive. Outbound 24 minutes. And then the inbound Dan Ryan 18 minutes. From 95th to the interchange, all brought to you by the Mix app, which is what you need because we're going to give you a code word in about an hour. If you want to go see Bruno Mars in Vegas, That's the only way you can go. Get the free Mix app at the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Be ready, because coming up at 7:20, we give you the code word and you win the tickets to see who.
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars and you're listening to
Today's Variety 101.9 The
Mix.
It makes
me laugh in the car and I'm like, I hope I don't have to go to the bathroom because I'm going to pee in my pants.
The Midday Mix with Lisa.
I just love your show.
Hi, The Mix.
I once rode a roller coaster with you and stole an entire pizza for you.
Oh my God, that was you?
Yeah.
Listen to Lisa all day while you work.
I just love the music.
Join the club, honey. Me too.
The Midday Mix with Lisa.
I love her.
Weekdays 10 to 2.
Dude, now you're talking.
On Today's Variety.
That's my station, baby.
101.9 The Mix.
The holidays are here. The air is cold and bright. Where the dickens will I get a tree to make my house look right? It's time to decorate with lights for all to see. It's the time of year to spread good cheer with friends and family.
Ooh, Santa here. There's a magical place called Tree Time with the most ginormous holiday selection of artificial Christmas trees, lights, wreaths, and unique decorations. Oh, the quality and perfection. 200 different styles of trees that look like the real thing. At factory direct prices, they'll make your holiday ring. Come now as limited quantities sell out to avoid any frustrations. And meet with Tree Time top designers who'll help with your decorating creations. Visit Tree Time on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington and you'll see we're everything Christmas for your holiday decorations and tree.
So go to treetime.com. Everything Christmas, treetime.com.
Rao's homemade pasta sauce is made with tomatoes grown for 874 hours under the Italian sun, then slow simmered in open kettles, like really slow. So even if you're in a rush, tonight's pasta night will taste like you had all the time in the world. Or at least 874 hours. And that, my friend, is the deliciousness of slow. Rao's homemade. Make every day delicious.
Every day, we rebuild hearts. We remove brain tumors. We find answers. But what we do every day could be one of the biggest things you've ever faced. So here, you'll never face it alone. You'll be treated like the most important patient we've ever had. Because you are. North Shore, Swedish, Northwest Community, and Edward Elmhurst have come together to set a new standard for healthcare. Introducing Endeavor Health.
The countdown is on. In less than 2 weeks, it's the first ever Chicago Wolves Rubik's Cube Night. Saturday, November 30th, the Chicago Wolves take on their divisional rivals, the Grand Rapids Griffins.
The first 2,000 fans inside Allstate Arena receive a free Chicago Wolves branded Rubik's Cube.
A Chicago Wolves hockey night dedicated to the 50th anniversary of the Rubik's Cube.
Get there early.
Allstate Arena doors open at 6 p.m. for the free Wolves branded Rubik's Cube.
Check out the Rubik's Cube play area on the concourse with speed cubers and more.
It's the Chicago Wolves
versus the Grand Rapids Griffins.
Saturday, November 30th. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com.
Chicago Wolves Rubik's Cube Night. This is Wolves Hockey.
At U.S. Waterproofing, when we're called to fix a basement water problem, we get it fixed right. Our experts will diagnose and educate you on all the issues contributing to your basement seepage problems and guide you through customized solutions that will fit your needs. We make it easy every step of the way, and we'll treat your home with the same care and attention we'd give our own. Schedule your free consultation today at uswaterproofing.com and enjoy no interest if paid in full in 1 year. U.S. Waterproofing. A better basement starts with us.
Ooh, we got a question. Brian W. asks, it's the holiday season and I'm looking for deals. Is Xfinity having a Black Friday sale?
Well, Brian, our best deals of the year are here. Get iPhone 16 Pro on us. Just ask us how. Plus, you can also get fast, reliable Xfinity internet with a line of Xfinity Mobile Unlimited for a great low price.
So don't wait. Bring home a new iPhone 16 Pro built for Apple intelligence.
And connect to reliable 5G and Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on Xfinity Mobile.
That's a big deal.
More like a gig deal.
Now through December 3rd, ask how to get the new iPhone 16 Pro on us with an unlimited plus line. Plus, get 300 megabit Xfinity internet and an unlimited mobile line together for only $35 a month for 12 months with no annual contract. Go to Xfinity.com/Black Friday sale to learn more. Restrictions apply. Requires people billing an auto pay to bank account, equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity internet. Gig speeds available via hotspots to Xfinity Mobile customers only. Reduced speeds after use of monthly data included with your data option. Actual internet speeds and data thresholds may vary.
Finding the perfect gifts for everyone on your list takes time, and the holidays can get a little busy. So let Macy's help you get a jump on your shopping with our Black Friday sale happening right now.
It's your chance to find the best deals on the best gifts before the holiday rush, like cozy puffers and coats and more of the season's best styles. So get your gifts at Macy's now, and when you're cool, calm, and collected during holiday crunch time, you'll have yourself and Macy's to thank. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply. This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
The Mix Studio is powered by ComEd. Visit ComEd.com/clean.
Good morning. This is the Morning Mix, and here we are.
Still laughing at Whip here. He's in studio.
Yeah.
Just maybe he's listening to the song he brought up that I can't get out of my head now.
Yeah.
Hey, Motley Crue, Don't Go Away, Man. Yeah. Just Go Away. It's one of the best titles of a song ever.
What a great song.
If there
song,
was a list of song titles that are awesome, that is one.
Right. It's pretty strong.
It is.
Pretty strong. I'm just trying to see if we have it in our system here.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't think we do.
I'm sure we do. Yeah. Just, was Dr. Feelgood?
Is that right in there? Yeah.
He's the one that called Dr. Feelgood.
Dr. Love. I'm thinking Dr. Love.
I bet Dr. Love and Dr. Feelgood shared an office
space. Oh, please. They went to the same school. I know that. They got their degree in the same place. I know that.
I just died as a high schooler listening to that or whatever, however old I was. Yeah, it was like, that's such a jerky song.
It is.
It just made you want them more.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's, what's so, you know, look at Fitzfields.
Oh, my God.
Never know.
Dr. Feelgood gave it to him.
They're like licking their guitar.
They are.
What a crazy time.
Also, do the study on how many germs are on that thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we should study the DNA of Motley Crue. That'll save the world's lives.
Put a black light over there.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
All right, it's 6:41. We go to Whip for our 6:30 news.
All right, and more music. All right, this is a story about bears. You know, here's the thing about bears.
Some folks say there ain't no bears in Arkansas.
Well, there may not be any bears in Arkansas, but you know where there are bears? There are bears in Montana, which is a big boom state with people moving in there from all over the place. If you watch Yellowstone, they're screwing things up. You know who's been there longer than rich people from California and New York, though? Bears! And now the wildlife experts are using interesting tactics in Montana to keep the grizzly bears at bay. So they're using drones to fly above the bears. And they blast heavy metal music, specifically Black Sabbath's Iron Man. Bears don't like it. They tend to run away and they hear Ozzy's voice and they leave the humans alone. They go into the woods and cover their ears and look for pots of honey to try to figure out when it's time to hide out.
Well, just remember, if ever you do see a bear.
Black bears weigh between 200 and 500 pounds. Brown bears weigh between 300 and over 1,000 pounds. Black bears run away from you. Brown bears run at you. When attacked by a bear, simply lie still on the ground and cover your face and head with your hands. When the bear is finished batting you around and mauling you, contact the U.S. Forest Service.
There you go.
Yeah.
Safety first.
So I'm going to get to the people listening on the live stream. I do want to tell you, though, at 7 o'clock, because I was going to do this story now, we're running a little behind. At 7 o'clock, there's a story that is guaranteed to make you well up with tears in a good way. Oh. It is going to be the inspiring story of the day for you. Exactly. It's going to make you feel better than this. And not many things can.
Ain't that the truth, brother?
That's right. All right.
Oh, I can't wait.
Meanwhile, people listening on the live stream right now include Candy from Hobart, Indiana. Also, Hope from Lombard. Deirdre, who is from Morton Grove. We got
Elvia from Vernon Hills, Janice from Lake in the Hills, Anne is from Manhattan, and we have Cynthia from Des Plaines. Everybody who has downloaded the free Mix app and has registered their accounts, now they can win some great prizes.
A lot of big concerts on here. Post Malone with Jelly Roll at Wrigley Field, May 22nd. The Big Ass Stadium Tour. Get your tickets right there. Get tickets to see Coldplay live at Camp Randall in Madison. And all day today, you're going to win your trip to Vegas to see Bruno Mars. Your first concert code coming at 7:20 a.m. with the free Mix app.
Bulls lose to the Bucks last night on ESPN. They have the Atlanta Hawks here tomorrow. The Blackhawks host the Panthers tonight. It's Pittsburgh and Cleveland tonight on Thursday Night Football. Mixed weather. Oh, yeah, the snow is coming if it's not already here. Could be heavy at times, too. And yesterday's a little dusting, if you got that. That was like total kid stuff compared to what we will be getting today. Then it turns to all rain later on this afternoon. High around 40, back to the mid-30s later. Winter weather advisory starting at 7. Weather now brought to you by our good friends, and in this case, our good friends are over at Whole Foods Market. Gather deliciously for Thanksgiving with help from Whole Foods Market. Save through November 28th on no antibiotics ever, whole turkey, fresh produce, and more festive finds. Shop Whole Foods Market in store or online with your Mix News update at 6:42. Coming up in your next Mix News, before we retire the phrase all the feels at the end of this year, we're going to give you all the feels coming up at 7 on the Mix.
And we're going to make you laugh a lot. Next on the Morning Mix.
Something's got a hold on me lately. No, I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me. Trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know?
Swims right there on the Morning Mix. Little Teddy Swims for you. We moments ago helped you create the list of conversation starters for Thanksgiving. Don't go to bed angry. Stay awake and fight. Which led us down the path of
Motley Crue. Girl, don't go away mad, just go away. Which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go away. Was he? Don't go away mad, just go away.
Just go away. Yeah.
Girl.
It doesn't have to be girl. Let's take that part out. It's everyone.
I wish we could. It's
everyone.
Ingrained. It's ingrained in Motley Crue's DNA.
You. Why don't you? Just go away. You. You. I'm talking you.
Yeah, that's a hot edit right there. That's good great. To have. It's good to have. You want to hang on to that one. Hang on to that one. Also, though, on Thanksgiving, maybe you need to offer a little levity to the room, maybe lighten the space a little bit. So, I've got the top Thanksgiving dad jokes,
mm-hmm.
part one. We got a couple of minutes here. I'm going to hit you guys with these, and let's see how far we go on the chuckle hut. Okay? Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you sure? Mm-hmm. Knock, knock. No, I'm kidding. All right, here we go. These jokes. Hey, by the way, I didn't write these jokes, and so you're free and clear to use them.
Great. Public domain.
Public domain jokes. Always the best ones.
Mm-hmm.
Joke number one. Women be shopping. No. Joke number one. So I says to the guy. No. Okay, seriously. Joke number one.
Oh my gosh.
What if I just did this for the next half hour? Hey, which side of the turkey has the most feathers? The outside.
Ah. Well, that's terrible.
Hey, hold your laugh till the
that's,
end. Oh, jeez. Hang on a second. We had to type in rim here. Thank you.
Okay, keep going.
Why was the turkey the drummer in the band?
Why? Oh, I know why.
Why?
Because he has drumsticks.
My man.
Okay.
That's a fun game.
A little better.
A little better?
Okay.
If the pilgrims were alive today, what would they be most famous for? This one's really bad.
if you're saying that.
What?
Man, I don't even know.
What were the if pilgrims were alive today? What would be most famous for?
Oh, they'd be like 300 years old.
Their age, my man.
Oh,
this guy is smart. Yeah. I love doing these jokes like they're riddles.
And the dad power in Whip has just been unleashed.
Out. Yeah,
it is amazing.
Our powers combined. We are. Hey, what's the best thing to put into pumpkin pie?
A fork?
There it is! That's gotta be it.
That's actually a better punchline. That's a stronger punchline. Because their punchline is your teeth. I think a fork is better.
That was, again, my guess. Yeah, that's exactly what...
And finally, what's the best dance to do on Thanksgiving? You're doing it in the morning.
The turkey trot?
Let's go, sister!
Wow.
Woo!
Those are
anybody
awesome.
Else just feeling fired up this morning with this list? I mean, mm-hmm. Come on.
Wow.
All right. Let's get a peek at these roads this morning.
Whew, they are almost as bad as that list.
Those weren't so good.
All right. Yeah, there's definite issue on I-65 north and southbound near Crown Point. So here's the deal. It's two semis, two cars. So on the northbound, there are two left lanes are blocked. And on the southbound, the two right lanes are blocked because it's involving the median. So just that whole area, I-65 north and southbound near Crown Point, avoid that if you can. Bad area. Inbound Eden's 19 minutes, Lake Hook to Montrose, outbound 15. Inbound Kennedy, 53 minutes. O'Hare to downtown. There's an accident around North Avenue that's causing some slowdowns there. Outbound, 36 minutes. Inbound Eisenhower, 43 minutes. 390 to the old post office. Let me double check. I'm pretty sure. Yes, this is going to be going on all morning. The inbound exit ramp around Mannheim is closed due to an accident on the ramp. So the Mannheim exit is completely closed. Avoid that area. Let's see what we say. And the outbound Eisenhower, 41 minutes. Inbound Stevenson, 39 minutes, 355 to DeSable Lakeshore Drive on the reverse, 31 minutes. And then inbound Dan Ryan, 22 minutes, 95th from the interchange. All brought to you by the Free Mix app. Get it now so you can go see Bruno Mars in Vegas in December.
That's
right. A
couple
weeks.
December 18th, you're going to be there. Just remember.
You.
You.
Look at you.
You. Coming up this morning, we've got the Situationship, and we need to know if you've given them the soup test. The soup test comes up next. But what grade did you give them?
You know my ex, so that makes it all feel complicated, yeah.
It all seems complicated.
I read those texts that you sent to yours, but I'll never say it, yeah.
I'll never say
you walked in my life at 2 a.m. Cause my boy's new girl is your best friend. Act like you don't see me, we'll play pretend. Your eyes already told me what you never said. Now we're in the backseat of the black car going home when she asks me, is it wrong if I come up with you? We're both drunk on the elevator when I kiss you for the first time in New York City. I swear to God, I never fall in love. Then you showed up and I can't get enough of it. I swear to God, I never fall in love. I never fall in love, but I can't get enough of it.
First off, I'm not sorry. I won't apologize to nobody. You play like I'm invisible. Girl, don't act like you ain't saw me. Last year was a mess and how I acted was beyond me. But the past still revolves me. You text me, I ain't responding. But now, I'm engaged. Go our separate ways. But look at this damage you did to me. I still want nothing to do between you and me. Please don't say nothing, it all sounds so true to me. We don't got nothing to say. Hey.
I swear to God, I never fall in love. Then you showed up and I can't get enough of it. I swear to God, I never fall in love. I never fall in love, but I can't get enough of it. I swear to God, I never fall in love. Then you showed up and I can't get enough of it. I swear to God, I never fall in love. I never fall in love, but I can't get enough of it.
You know my ex, so that makes it all feel complicated, yeah. It all seems complicated. I read those texts that you sent to yours, but I'll never say it, yeah. I'll never say it.
The Morning Mix. We've got the Morning Mix Situationship coming your way after 7 o'clock. This morning on the Situationship, we need to explore the soup test. What the hell is the soup test? Here's the deal. You're dating someone casually, and if you want to know if this is going to go a little further, here's what you do. Make them something nice to eat, like a soup homemade, banana bread homemade, or a home-cooked meal, and then you gauge their reaction. The person will either be totally freaked out and then quickly break things off, or they'll be touched at the idea that you took the time to make them something. And it's a big sign that the relationship has great potential. Have you ever done this, maybe even accidentally? Things had gotten to the point where you were like, I'm going to invite you over and cook you a meal, and I'm going to see how this goes, and if it all goes really well, then I think we're in good shape. If I give you a home-cooked thing and you're kind of like, whoa, you took like an hour to make this for me? That's a lot. All right, thanks. Then you know they run for the hills. So text us now at 312-233-1019 if you have ever done the, quote, soup test. You made something homemade for the person you were casually dating just to see how they'd react and then take it from there. Maybe you make a really good oatmeal chocolate chip cookie and you were like, I'm going to make them these cookies. And if they don't like them, I'm out. And if they like them, oh, mama, I'm in. Text us at 312-233-1019. Have you ever pulled off the soup test to decide whether or not your situationship would turn into a relationship? That's what's coming up on the Morning Mix's Situationship after 7 o'clock. Text us now. Keep your phone handy. We might call you back. Get the full story from you. But you decided to cook them, to bake them a home-cooked something just to see how they'd react. And did it go well? And if you're the person who perhaps they cooked for you and you were like, I got to hold on to this person like grim death. They're better than Gordon Ramsay. I'm in. 312-233-1019. Of course, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach has long been the old wives' tale. Is that true? Text us at 312-233-1019. You made them something homemade just to test out the relationship, or they made it for you. We'll call you back and get the full story. It's nearly 7 o'clock. So we're going to fire in the newsroom with our main squeeze. It's Whip.
Yeah, we have a winter weather advisory from 7 a.m., which is basically now, till 1 p.m. today. Snow expected to fall heavily at times at the rate of maybe an inch an hour during part of this. That could cause some hazardous driving, so just be super aware of that. Also, we're going to be all singing this.
Let it snow.
Snow. Snow. Snow.
snowman.
Build my dreams of flakes of snow.
There's a patch of snow on the ground.
There's a patch of snow on the ground.
2 to 4 inches possible. Hey, guess what? This is that story I told you would hit you right in the good feeling parts. A seriously crazy story. A woman bought a vinyl album from a thrift store in Austin, Texas. The record was in a cover that said Modern Jazz Quartet. She got home. She played the record. Well, it was clearly not the Modern Jazz Quartet, but instead a recording of a wedding. So she put the story and the recording out to the media and online, and the daughter of the people who got married in that recording saw it, and now those people have been found. This happened in 1966, this wedding. I mean, this record thing happened like last week, but the wedding happened in 1966. Phil and Donna Schmidt had recorded their wedding on vinyl somehow, and then they put that record in the wrong sleeve at their home, then they sold it at an estate sale. It ended up at the thrift store. Now it has been returned to them. And by the way, old Phil and Donna are both still around. They just celebrated their 58th wedding anniversary this past August, and now they have their record back. They didn't realize it was even missing.
What a legit story.
Brought little tears to my eyes.
I told you.
I'm looking at her face. It's
moist.
I mean,
no, that is like...
See? I know. But... And imagine they're still alive. They're still around, both of them.
Keep going. You can get her to cry.
1966, they get married.
She's right on the edge. 66, this couple's married. They find love in 66. And then whatever they had to pay to even have that record pressed of their wedding.
No,
must have been a big deal.
Just when I'm like, you know, social media sucks. It doesn't do anything good for us. Blah, blah, blah. You hear those stories and you're like, oh, that's awesome.
You know what's on that record?
Yeah.
In the 60s, but yeah, they found it. They're ahead of their time.
Phil and Donna got the old memories.
Phil, and they're the McCrackens, yeah?
Yeah, Phil and Donna McCracken.
Yes. What? It's a beautiful story.
I'm trying to bring you
Christopher.
Back. You're about to cry.
I know.
I literally I had you on the edge. I could have pushed you over, and I said, I'm not bringing back. Okay. Bring it back. Don't cry.
Mm-mm.
Don't cry. Like a baby seal being born at the zoo.
What?
Yeah, don't cry.
Don't cry.
Bulls lose to the Bucks last night, and they'll host the Hawks tomorrow. Speaking of the Hawks, the Blackhawks host the Panthers tonight, Pittsburgh and Cleveland on Thursday Night Football tonight, and your mixed weather is snow showery, which could be heavy at times, turns to all rain later on this afternoon, high around 40-ish, and we're back to a low in the mid-30s tonight. Right now, we are still at 30, and our weather is brought to you by Oishi Berry, now at Whole Foods Market stores in Chicago. Oishi, Oishi! Oishi grows.
Oishi grows.
Premium Japanese strawberries. Oishi berries are vertically grown, always in the season. Pesticide free and non-GMO, project verified. Visit OISHII.com. That's OISHII.com. With your Mixed News update at 7 o'clock, and in your next Mixed News, you will not believe how many push-ups a Canadian grandma just did to embarrass us all and set a record on the Mix.
You tested out the relationship with some homemade food. Maybe it was soup. It's called the soup test, but it's any homemade meal. You decided, you know what, I'm going to cook for them, and if this goes well, we're going to keep this thing going. The old soup test for the relationship.